So we have two German girls, two Japanese ladies, one Korean gentleman, and one Chinese, which is me. And that's everybody from the French beginner class. And I've been having trouble making the R sound, especially when it's in a word and you have to say it with some vowels. And I guess we have established that I'm a slow learner. I think it's frustrating. So we can finish up what we start. 好啦，刚刚跟大家报备了一下法语班呢，有两个日本的女孩子，两个德国的女孩子，还有一个来自韩国的男生，那还有就是我啦。那在学的过程当中发现发那个 R 音的时候就是特别困难，特别就是跟元音连在一起发的时候，我根本就发不出来，所以每次让我念单词的时候大家都会笑，我自己也会笑。啊，废话说多了，这里是各位听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 Bonjour, je m'appelle Linda. I'm such a show off. 今天废话说有点多，今天咱们要学的呢是反正就是一些短语，平时口语上面用的比较多的一些表达。要学的第一个名词呢就是一个复合名词，叫做帅哥，特别就是帅气的男孩子 Lady Killer, 师奶杀手，师奶杀手 Lady Killer, Lady Killer, Killer 我们都知道是一个杀手的意思， Lady 就是女士， Lady Killer 就是帅哥的意思啦。他是个不折不扣的帅哥， He's a real lady killer。 第二个动词词组我们要学的是停下来或者是解雇，停下来它是lay off, lay 有那个放置的意思， off 一般就有停下来或取消， lay off 就是停止或者炒人解雇。例句，哎呦，可不可以消停一下，或者是你不要再讲了，我不需要你告诉我去怎么做，别讲了好吗，我不需要你去告诉我该怎么做。 lay off, I don't need you to tell me what to do。 下面一个词组跟这个 lay off 意思呢比较相近，叫做 knock it off, 连读 knock it off, 它就等于 cut it off, knock it off, cut it off, 就是停下来消停一下。第一个例句，不要吵了我想睡觉，或者消停一下好不好，还让人睡觉吗？ knock it off, I'm trying to get some sleep。 下面一个词组呢叫做have a passion for, passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, 我们都知道是热情激情的意思。 have a passion for 就是对什么什么东西比较钟爱，比较具有激情。例句，我特别钟爱蓝色的衣服， I have a passion for blue dresses, 蓝色的长裙子， I have a passion for blue dresses。 下面一个词组叫做就是对某人讲鼓励的话或者给某人打气，打气名词词组叫做 pep talk, pep, P-E-P, pep talk, talk 就是讲话啦， pep, P-E-P 它是可以作为名词表示活力劲头，它也可以作为动词表示激励或者使什么什么充满活力，所以 pep talk 就是打气或者鼓励的话。教练在半场的时候呢给他的队员打了打气，就是讲了一些鼓励的话，希望这样呢可以就是有助于他们赢得比赛。 The coach 教练 gave his team a pep talk at halftime hoping to lead them to victory。 下面一个词组叫做向某人请教，请教某人比较这个用法可能大家见得比较少，请教某人 to pick someone's brains, pick 就是碰碰摘取或者是掏， someone 别人某人的 brains 脑子， pick someone's brains 就是向某人请教。例句，我对医学术语一无所知，你在这方面非常在行，那么我可不可以向你请教一下呢？ I don't understand any of this medical terminology. Do you mind if I pick your brain since you are so knowledgeable in this area? 再听一遍。I don't understand any of this medical terminology. Do you mind if I pick your brains since you are so knowledgeable in this area? 下面一个词组叫做失去意识晕倒了，它可以引申为醉倒了醉了。Pass out, pass out, 晕倒醉倒失去意识。喝了三杯啤酒以后他就醉倒了。He passed out after 3 beers.下面一个叫做好久好久以前，这个不是 long time ago 啊，就是比喻形容，就是有很久的历史了，叫做 way back。 way 它是一个副词，就是非常非常， back 就是往后推， way back 就是好久以前。例句，我们老早以前就是好朋友了， we've been friends since way back。 下面一个，让某人面对问题，听一下他的英语表达。 To hit someone with a problem， 从字面意思来看，就好像就是用一个问题去打某人，实际上就是让某人面对问题。 To hit someone with a problem， 很抱歉把这个问题抛给你，因为我都不知道还可以找谁求助。 I'm sorry to hit you with this problem， I don't know who else to turn to。下面一个词组叫做对什么怀有一片痴情或者狂恋某人， have it bad for， 都是比较简单的单词啊。 To have it 动物的它 bad for somebody 就是对什么什么人怀有一片痴情狂恋某人，他狂恋着女孩子的他，但是女孩子的他却不知道。 He really has it bad for her but she has no idea。下面一个词组叫做过时的人或者物，这个大家应该听过啊。过时的人或物叫做 has， 连字符 been， has been 就是一个过去完成时的时态了， has been 当然它是名词。在这里 Lisa 已经过时了，没有人会再去雇她的。 Lisa is a has been， no one will hire her anymore。 好了，听最后一个 metalIn meddle meddle in 就是干涉某人。注意啦，单词 meddle M E D D L E 它本身就是动词，有管闲事的意思。那么 meddle in 就是在什么什么事情上面插上一脚。好了，例句 ，Harold 要求他的老板不要再干涉他的私生活。Harold asked his boss to stop.Meddling in his personal life. No one ever needs to fall. 好了，学习部分呢就讲到这个地方。接下来要分享一首歌曲，名为 Sorry， 对不起，依然是 Justin Bieber 的作品。那现在我们就把时间交给音乐啦。I'm Linda， 咱们下期见喽 ，Salut。No, I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need.Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to.
You know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth.
Can we both say the words and forget this?
Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Back